ladies and gentlemen, this is Bill Stern with the Colgate Shave Cream Sports Newsreel.
Colgate Shave Cream Magister with Tory's Red. Come out to Tim's advice and you'll look for clean. You'll have a face that's both cool and clean. Colgate Shave Cream Magister.
The 536th edition of the Colgate Shave Cream Sports Newsreel, featuring America's of yarns and stories. Some legends, some hearsay, but also interesting that we like to pass them along to you. And to do this, here is radio's number one sports reporter, Bill Stern. Good evening. Our guest tonight is the star pitcher of the Cleveland Indians, Bobby Feller. But first, here is Real One. Fellas, when you shave, does your razor tug and bite through your whiskers? Does your face feel tender afterward? Then try Colgate Brushless Shaving Cream. Man, Colgate Brushless gives you a trouble-free shave that's smooth, comfortable, and practically effortless. Want to prove it without risk? Take advantage of this wonderful proposition. There's $1 cash, says Colgate Brushless, wins you in a flash. Well, and here's why. Because it's light and fine textured, Colgate Brushless completely surrounds, softens, and supports each bristle better than greasy, heavy cream. No matting down, no clogging. Your razor doesn't skid or skip when you use Colgate Brushless, but cuts through clean and smooth. Believe me, whether your beard is cast iron tough or soft as fuzz, Colgate Brushless Shaving Cream gives you a slick, smooth shave that you'll rave about. Even with cold or hard water, you get a swell shave, and there's no soreness or tenderness afterward. On the contrary, after you use Colgate Brushless, your face has a refreshed, comfortable feeling that's really luxurious. Just get a large or giant-sized two-bar jar of Colgate Brushless Shaving Cream. Use it 1 week, and if you don't agree it's the shit supreme, then just mail the cartons out back to me, Bill Stern, care of Colgate, Jersey City, Zone 2, New Jersey, and you'll get $1 quick. $1 cash says Colgate Brushless wins you in a flash. Real two, point of a dirty fighter. This is the strange story of a dirty fighter, a boxer named Ben Boyd. He was a dirty fighter in every sense of the word. He never fought a clean fight in his life, so much so that when his fighting days were over, Ben Boyd drifted into a life of crime. He became a counterfeiter. Ben Boyd became successful at making phony money, that is. He did until one day when he was arrested by the United States Secret Service and thrown into jail. After Ben Boyd was sent to prison, Ben's assistant, a man named Jim Keneally, called the gang together one night and said,
"Boy, gotta get Ben out of prison."
"Yeah, but how?"
"I tell you, we're gonna steal a body out of a graveyard. That body is gonna be the body of such an important man that the governor state of Illinois will do anything to get that body back. Then he'll get the body if he releases Ben from prison."
That's why two nights later, that gang of thugs in the still of the night broke into a graveyard where a certain person lay buried. They removed the coffin, pried open the coffin lid. They were just about to lift the body out of the grave, take it away, when suddenly... somebody had tipped off the police. The entire gang was put on trial. On trial for trying to steal a body from a grave. However, at the climax of the trial, the gang's defense lawyer astounded the Illinois court by declaring,
"Your Honor, I admit that my client was trying to steal a body from a grave. But there is no law in the state of Illinois that says you cannot steal a body from a grave."
Strange as it seems, that lawyer was right. However, the entire nation was outraged. For you see, the body that this gang of thieves was trying to steal, the dead body of the former president of the United States, Abraham Lincoln. What? A gang of thieves tried to steal a dead body of the president of the United States. Real three, Colgate camera close-up of Bobby Feller. Here he is, one of the most famous big league baseball pitchers of all time. The star of the Cleveland Indians, Mr. Bobby Feller.
Thanks, Bill. I'll never forget pitching a no-hit game for Cleveland than the time I struck out 18 men in one game. But if you think my record is good with Cleveland, let me tell you about another Cleveland pitcher. His name was Hugh Daly. Hugh Daly pitched a no-hit game for Cleveland, too. And one time, he struck out 19 men in a single game while pitching for Cleveland. But the amazing part of this story, Bill, is that Hugh Daly, the famous Cleveland pitcher who struck out 19 and pitched a no-hit game, did this despite the fact that he had only one arm.
Thanks so much. Good luck and good night, Bobby Feller. Real four, Arthur Gill.
Don't forget, men, there's $1 cash, says Colgate Brushless, wins you in a flash. Yes, sir, $1, says Colgate Brushless Shaving Cream, gives you the smooth, comfortable, long-lasting shaves you want. Here's why.
Because it's light and fine-textured, Colgate Brushless completely surrounds, softens, and supports each bristle. Better than greasy, heavy cream. There's no matting down, there's no clogging. Your razor doesn't skid or skip when you use Colgate Brushless. Instead, it cuts through clean and smooth.
And remember, Colgate Brushless gives swell shaves even with hard or cold water. Softens up tough whiskers so they zip off without pulling or scraping. Leaves your face feeling delightfully smooth and comfortable.
So get a large or giant-sized tube or jar of Colgate Brushless Shaving Cream. If 1 week's use doesn't convince you that it's something special, then just mail me back that carton top. And Colgate will send you $1. Address, Bill Stern, care of Colgate, Jersey City, Zone 2, New Jersey. Is it a deal? There's $1 cash. Says Colgate Brushless wins you in a flash. Real fun. Proof of 1950. As you've seen in our national magazine, we've reached the halfway mark in this century. This is the year of 1950. 50 years have passed in this century. There are 50 more to come. And that's why tonight, now that we have reached the halfway mark in this century, let's go back over the past 50 years and review the great names in sports. Let's parade back through the years. And as this parade passes, let's review the great sports stars one by one as they pass by. The great stars of the first half century. Here come the track stars. Glenn Cunningham, Charlie Paddock, Jesse Owens, Pablo Nurmi, Ralph Metcalf. And there's Harrison Dillard, Mel Shepard, Louis Zamperini, and Gil Dodd. And look, there's Don Lash, Ray Barbeauty. Here come more. Archie San Romani, Barney Ewell, Glenn Morris, Gregory Rice, Steve Kibbe, Johnny Woodruff. And there's Big Bill Bonfram. Oh, and say, one of the greatest of them all was a boy named Jack Lovelock, who 1 month ago plunged to his death under the wheels of a New York subway train. But come on this, the halfway mark of this century. Let's follow that parade. Hey, listen to that drum. Oh, next come the football greats of the past 50 years. How many do you remember? From Notre Dame, the Four Horsemen and George Gipp. From Yale, Albie Booth, Dusty Pond and old Frank Kinky. And from Cornell, Carl Penn, Ramsey and Cassidy. There's Illinois' immortal Red Grange and Buddy Young. And Michigan's Tommy Harmon, Friedman, Oosterbaum and Heston. Hey, you remember them? Sure. Look, Ohio State's Tippy Dye. And Bronco Nagurski and Bruce Smith from Minnesota. Ernie Nevers from Stanford. And California's great Rick Muller. Andy Schindler from USC. There's Jackie Robinson from UCLA. Look, Alabama's Johnny Mac Brown, Dixie Howell, and Don Hudson. Why, there's little baby O'Brien and Sammy Ball, Texas Christian. And look, Doak Walker of Southern Methodist, Charlie Justice of North Carolina, and Herman Hickman from Tennessee. But here's the greatest of them all, the immortal Jim Thorpe, who, if you asked what he was doing today, would have to say, ah, but come on, watch this parade. The great athletes of the past 50 years pass by. They're parading through your hometown. Listen, that's your hometown band.
Something about a hometown band.
And here come the baseball players, names that can never be forgotten. Why, look, there's Ty Cobb and Chris Baker and John McGraw, Miller, Huggins, and Walter Johnson. And remember Christy Mathews and Grover Cleveland Alexander and George Kelly. And Lefty Grove, Jimmy Fox, Al Simmons, Matt Flagley, and Rube Waddell. What, there's Mordecai Brown, Ed Walsh, and there's the unforgettable Mickey Cochran, Casey Stengel, George Sisler, Gene Fender, Roger Hornsby, Hal Stace, Hugh Duffy, Eddie Collins, and Lou Gehrig. Ah, but who can forget that great infield combination? Tinkers to Evers to Chance, and Frankie Frisch, home run breaker, Hank Greenberg, and Bobby Feller. Connie Mack, Joe DiMaggio, Ted Williams, hey, there's Eddie Plank, Honus Wagner, Tony Lazzari, and the great southpaw George Earnshaw, Red Ralph, Carl Hubbell, Willie Keeler, Huey Jennings, and there's a guy you remember, a guy of whom his teacher once said to him,
no good, he'll never amount to anything.
Never amount to anything? Ha-ha, he was only the greatest ball player of all time, the immortal Babe Ruth. Ah, but let's keep on watching this parade. The golfers are coming. Remember Varden and Ray? They're leading the procession, followed by old Chick Evans and Long Jim Barnes. Next comes Carroll Walker, Walter Hagen, Bobby Krupczyk, Tommy Armour, Gene Sarazen, and Francis Weymouth. But look, there are the more modern golfers. Bobby Jones, Lawson, Little Craig Wood, Ralph Gouldo, and there's Byron Nelson, Ben Hogan, Sammy Snead, and Jimmy Namarick. Sure, there's Jim Ferrier, Ed Burgoyle, Chick Harbour, Jim Thompson, Dick Metz, Paul Runyon, Clayton Hefner, and there's Herman Barron. Oh, but here come the youngsters. Look at them.
Harrington, Bud Ward, Smiley Quick, T. Regal, Dick Chapman, Lou Worsham. Look, there's Lloyd Mangrum and Jack Burke. Why, who's that guy in the rim? Oh, that's Charlie Boswell, who won a golf championship in the United States, despite the fact that he is blind. Come on, stay with us tonight in 1950. We've reached the halfway mark in this century, and the sports stars of the past 50 years are parading past. Listen to that drum.
I wish I was in the land of cotton, and they're not forgotten the way.
Why, look, there's the tennis stars, and leading the parade, the newcomers. Pancho Gonzalez, Frank Parker, Ted Schroeder, Frank Kramer, Bobby Riggs, and Don McNeil, and Joe Hunt, Frankie Kovacs, and Bobby Falkenberg. And look, there's Don Budge, Fred Perry, Ellsworth Lyon, Sidney Wood, and Vixie Grant, Will Morallison, and Johnny Van Ryan, Big Bill Tilden, and the French team, Barotra, Brunion, Lacoste, and Cochet, and the Australians, Bromwich and Quist. Here come the girls. Alice Marble, Helen Wills, Helen Jacobs, Pauline Betts, Mala Mallory, Dodo Bundy, Louise Bruff, Suzanne Longhorn, Anita Lozana, Betty Nuthill, Kay Stammers, and the Mighty Mike. Sarah Palfrey Cook. Hey, there's little Bill Johnson. He was good enough to be Big Bill Tilden, even though little Bill Johnson would never have taken up tennis if it hadn't been for the San Francisco earthquake. Ah, say, I could watch this parade all day. And here come the great jockeys out of the past 50 years. Earl Sandy, Todd Sloan, Isaac Murphy, Snapper Garrison, Eddie Arcaro, Carol Schilling, and little Buddy Enser. And here are the horses that they rode to victory. Al Sapp, Whirl Away, Citation, War Admiral, Man of War. Uh-huh, but there are many more. Cavalcade, Black Gold, Regret, Malicious Johnstown, Bubbling Over, Broker's Tip, Sam Marvitz, Count Fleet, and a horse named Ponder. Oh, but here comes perhaps the most amazing horse of them all. His name was All Black, a horse that cost $5 and yet earned over $1 million. But look, next come the boxers. John L. Sullivan, Jim Corbett, Jim Jeffries, Bob Fitzsimmons, Jack Dempsey, Gene Tunney, and Joe Lewis. And there's Jack Jockey, Max Melling, Jim Braddock, and Max Baer. Yeah, and Joe Gans, Mickey Walker, Tony Canzoneri, Benny Leonard, Stanley Ketchel, Kid McCoy, Harry Armstrong, Barney Ross, Bo Jack, Harry Graff, Billy Petroli, and a guy named Johnny Gilbane. Ah, but what a parade it's been. For lives there a man who doesn't thrill to a band. Everybody loves a parade, and that's why we thrill to hear a drum go. The fans will be playing and we'll all be saying,
I love a parade.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight on this wintry night of 1950, we reached the halfway mark of this century. And that's why tonight we went back and reviewed the great sports stars who made the first half of this century famous. A parade of the past. A parade that I hope you enjoyed. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is the 3-0. Next Friday night, we'll be back, same time, same station, when our guest will be the beautiful skating star, Miss Sonia Hennig. See you then. And until then, I'll be seeing you on the screen in the News of the Day newsreel at your favorite Lowe's or Associated Theater. Now, the next Friday night at the very same time, when our guest will be Sonia Henney, this is Bill Kern wishing you all a good night.
Colgate-Cream Mandelson is on the air. Colgate-Cream Mandelson with Tory's Rare. So that the kale's designed and you look so keen, you have a face that's both cold and clean. Colgate-Cream Mandelson.
Be sure to listen tomorrow night to the Colgate Hour of Fun. Yes, fun for the whole family with A Day in the Life of Dennis Day, followed by the hilarious Judy Canova Show. The Bill Stern Show tonight came to you from New York.
Hear Mindy Carson tonight on NBC.